Tonight we're at the mock audition here at Lincoln Financial Field, and it's such a great opportunity for the women who are planning on auditioning this year to come and learn all about the process and all about what it's like to actually be a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader.
5, 6, 7, and step together, step together, step together. Hands, everybody, open, open. Up, stay nice and lifted. Stay nice and lift and hold.
The workshops are really, really geared to give the girls a cutting edge chance at making it on this team. There are so many people in this city that want to be part of the Philadelphia Eagles organization and be a cheerleader. And these workshops are designed specifically to give them the skills that would be necessary to do that.
Susie is such an incredible choreographer. She has an amazing way at demanding the most from you, and she really challenges you and just makes you want to be the best dancer that you can absolutely be.
Hold, balance, balance, stay up there. Thank you.
Unfortunately, I have a reputation of being tough in the expectations. I have set a really high bar for our girls, and I have found every year that they work towards that, from how they rehearse, how they practice, how they carry themselves on the field, and I try to teach that in the workshops that we'll be conducting.
I came to the mock audition before my rookie season, and I know it helped me just to learn so much about, you know, everything that you can expect, everything from what to wear to what the dancing is like and what the schedule is like. You really can just ask all of those questions so that you can be more prepared for the process. Still to this day, one of the most unforgettable experiences of my whole life. It was so rewarding.
From the Q&A, I really want girls to take away a sense of confidence. Many of the girls ask us, what do we wear? And what are the judges looking for? How are we scored? What are we going to do? And I try to bring across to them the message that as long as you go into it and you do your best and you wear something that you feel confident in, that's going to shine through.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking for them on these workshops and at the open call, because there's a sense of intimidation from the girls that are already on the squad, but it's also part of what builds their confidence.
I was kind of nervous because I'm hoping to get the most that I can out of it, and it makes me feel really good that they actually care and they're coming up and talking to us and giving us feedback and helping us through the process. I've been a cheerleader dancer my whole life, but to actually cheer for the Eagles would be a dream come true.
Aside from how you look and how you act and how you speak, such a big part of it is just being confident in your own skin, having a big smile on your face and showing the judges that self-confidence that shines from within. That's just contagious, and I think that's something that makes the judges so attracted to a certain woman and wants to have them out there performing for, you know, over 67,000 fans.